Hi, everybody. My name is Troy Jacobson, and I'm the head coach of the Jacobson Leadership Academy, where we help leaders and organizations optimize their performance. In today's short lesson, I want to talk about a process you can go through when making decisions. And the idea I want to get across today is to change your mindset, to change your paradigm, and become somebody who has a multiplier mindset. In other words, you think about ways to have more of an impact on your future in an exponential manner. In other words, see exponential growth. And there's really a couple ways to look at life. You either think in a linear pattern where you make progress, but it's very limited as to how much progress you can make, or you think as a multiplier where you open up your mind and you set things in place to expand exponentially in the future. And I'm going to share my screen here and give you some visuals on this. Let's talk through it. So the multiplier mindset, change your thinking to focus on ways to grow exponentially. So here's the linear mindset. Go from one task to the next, invest your time, your personal resources, and sure, you're going to see improvement, but your gains are going to be in a linear fashion. And they're somewhat limited as to what you can do in this capacity. If you change your mindset, change your paradigm and think as a multiplier, here's what you look at. It's totally different. The multiplier mindset is where you make progress gradually, but then all of a sudden you have this hockey stick concept where things just really take off for you. And it's a matter of how you make decisions and running decisions through a filter. So let's look at this decision funnel or filter, so to speak. And again, it's this mindset. If you adopt this mindset, you'll see a lot of growth. But first you need to be willing to invest in the front end, invest in processes and systems. So let's get started. Multipliers think in terms of putting everything they do through this filter. The first one is eliminate. It's really important. You know, we talk about prioritizing and focusing on the core things. So eliminate those things that really aren't important. The second one is to delegate. So here you look at ROI. Say, for example, your time is worth $100 an hour. Anything else that you need to do that's less expensive for someone else to do it than $100 an hour, you should probably think about delegating it. Or if there's an opportunity to give it to somebody else so that they grow from the experience of doing it, that's another reason to delegate. So look at your ROI when it comes to delegating. And finally, automate. Think about multiplying by automating all your processes. The best example in the world is automatic bill pay. You know, it takes time to set up automatic bill pay. It's kind of a pain in the butt. But once you get it done, type in all those numbers, you hit the submit button, you never have to worry about paying another bill. It's done for you automatically, and it frees up a lot of time to do things that are more impactful, like strategizing, working with customers, you know, doing the things that really drive your business forward. So this is just an idea for you to think about, moving from being someone who thinks in that linear fashion to becoming a multiplier. And it's truly a mindset. And if everything you do, you run through that filter or that funnel and think, all right, how am I going to multiply my efforts? How am I going to see that exponential growth in the future? The results can be absolutely amazing. So if you have any questions about that, or if you'd like to schedule workshops or engage in executive coaching, please reach out to me and let's have a discussion. Thanks for listening.